Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning. This is Ash with your 8 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, a world-first clinical trial for prostate cancer treatment is being encouraged to take place in Brisbane. Doctors say that the treatment will be assisting targeting diseased cells more accurately than ever before, and that there will be less side effects for the patient. The treatment will use alpha therapy, where the agent will be able to target only the prostate cancer cells, which once absorbed will drop a toxic lead mass of radiation that essentially kills the cancer. Key minerals projects across Queensland will receive up to $585 million in federal government loans as part of its Future Made in Australia plan. Australia's first ever calcined ammonia plant in Gladstone will receive $400 million in loans and is critical producers for materials needed for lithium, iron batteries and other key components. The federal government says that Australia's net zero future are dependent on Australian minerals for use in renewable technologies. In national news, Australians will soon be able to see a cosmic event that only comes around every 70 years next week. 12 Ponds Brooks, known as the Devil Comet, will be visible around an hour after sunset on April the 21st, when the stars are visible. Uni of South Queensland astronomy professor Jonty Horner recommends finding a location away from city lights in order to see the comet's tail. Content warning, references to sexual assault. At least a dozen legal action documents have been triggered after the assault, which has now officially been proved in a court of law, between Bruce Lerman and Brittany Higgins in a minstrel suite became public in March of 2019. The defamation case had been going on for years, and it is now public that Bruce Lerman has lost the case against Network 10 and Lisa Wilkinson over the coverage of the assault. In international news, bystanders have joined workers at Copenhagen's Old Stock Exchange to save priceless works of art from the building as it burned. The building was undergoing repairs and restoration ahead of its 4-century anniversary to return to its Renaissance style. The mayors of Copenhagen have said that the gargoyle dragons that guarded the tower have saved the tower from flames for centuries, until today. For your weather today, Brisbane is as cool as a cucumber. It is currently 21 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 27. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 7.5, which is in the high band. That's all your news for 8 a.m. We'll be back at 9 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au.